Big Odd on the keyboard and shit.
I lost a lot. A lot of shit I did and been through, I don't even remember, cause I was self-medicating, popping Xans, drinking lean and shit, trying to forget. But at the end of the day, man, I could never really forget it. But that shit a part of me, even when I try as much as I try to, it just come back. And I don't know if that shit making me strong or what. I really shouldn't even be trying to forget it, but fuck. Yeah.
In the trips with apes, my killers was starving, so niggas got eight. In this business with all the intentions unnoticed, the niggas be fake. Yeah, my loved one enough tried to show them the way, but it filled them with hate. Although I can't relate, they gave me their plate and I filled it with steak. Having feminine traits, can't go get it honest, they willing to snake. I'd rather respect niggas gangsta up close, they see it in tape. Type of shit that I can't go back to the streets, I lost all of my faith. A whole lot of niggas turn jakes, they ratting and telling the state.
Huh?
They telling the feds all they niggas dead like my niggas ain't. Pussy. Wanna see me in jail, but I can't. It's way too much money I make. Pussy. And the life that I'm living, they wish they was living, they want them a taste. Gotta stay at my pace, I was moving too fast, ain't nothing to chase.
Man, I lost my little brother to this shit. Before that, don't get me wrong, I lost a lot, but I feel like it's real gangsters, that's what we signed up for, and he just ain't deserved. Funny thing is, though, when I think about it in the deepest way, and knowing him, he felt like that's what he signed up for, too, in any way possible. I'd rather it be me right there by his side next to him, because I feel like it would have been different, and it should have been different. You know, these days, I'm just living life based off that.
G Herbo.